Trevor received the game ball, it had such a kind of collegiate feel to it. What was behind the emotion?
That's just the love we got for each other, you know. We was excited just to see someone go out there and put up. I mean, it was the same way last week when Talib had the record he had, you know, and even, you know, even last, just this past Sunday, even with Shane getting three sacks, you know, we were just all happy. Just, you know, we just got the love for each other. That's what we do, play for each other.
Was that last week an equipment issue or a field issue for you? It looked like you were struggling a little bit more.
Technique issue. I just got to get better on the technique.
That's it? Nothing else?
Just leave it at that.
How much better has Trevor done?
Well, y'all just asked the same question.
No. I didn't. I wasn't asked the same question. I was going to ask about Trevor and how he's done pre-snap, getting guys steady, rookie roller before the touchdown pass.
He said that? I think that was a part of the play. He didn't just move me. Nah. Nah. He does a great job seeing it, you know. I mean, we do a great job in the huddle letting you know, hey, 15, hey, 12. You know, sometimes we're probably in the huddle a little longer than what we want to be, but he definitely does a great job seeing everything that we put out in practice, and if he sees it, he definitely changes it to what we need to be called and put us in the right position. I mean, that's what you want to see.
You guys didn't run as well in that last game, but is it also encouraging to see that you guys can win the game running well?
We can win either way. Run, pass, fullback, dive. We can win.
But that's good to see, right?
I mean, great. I mean, it's just wonderful. You know, you can't stack the box. You can't play six in the box and stop our pass. You can't stack the box 8-9, get stuffy and start to stop the run. We just going to find ways, you know, at the end of the day, we're going to find a way to put the ball in the box. And that was our whole goal this week, was put the ball in the box, points, 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 and we did that.
CJ, what does it say about Trevor's progress in winning this award this early in his career?
I don't know. I mean, I think everybody on offense should go out there and expect they can win Offensive Player of the Week, you know. So I just speak of his confidence, you know, and, you know, us, you know, great teammates making plays for him. But it definitely just speak of his confidence and the type of kid that he's always, you know, believe in what he can do. Most definitely. I mean, we take pride. I mean, it wasn't, last year I think we went back-to-back with one, and, you know, this year we started off, you know, we got – Vaughn had one last week, takes pride of the defense, and then we had one this week. So, I mean, it definitely takes pride in, you know, what we do and what we put out. We know if we're making plays for our quarterback, he can get all the accolades as he should.
Was there a point in camp you saw that Schofield had turned a corner? I mean, he had a tough go last year after the opening game.
I just think game experience, you know, at the end of the day, game experience, you know, helps all. He definitely got a chance to, you know, last year coming in, you know, off his rookie year, really not playing, and then this year having those games under his belt, learning his technique, can't see what other people are trying to do to him, you know, blocking the Justin Houston, Khalil Mack, and things of that nature, understanding what people are trying to do with him and what his weakness is. He got that on film, on tape, in games, live action, so he got a chance to correct it, and that's a great thing about, you know, our team, our coaching staff, and what Schofield is doing, and you can see the difference.
Thanks, CJ.